relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
Can't get enough of my dulcet tones. Want exclusive content that you can't find anywhere else, including my take on the real story behind the fake news? Join my cabinet, Gorka's Cabinet, today. Go to sebgorka.com, S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A.com. Click on the Gorka's Cabinet banner and join the most exclusive club out there for content you can't find anywhere else and the knowledge you need. Gorka's Cabinet at sebgorka.com.
I know Sebastian well. Listen to him. He's with us.
Welcome back, my friends. I'm so ready. This is hour two. Where did that first hour go? It's America First on the Salem Radio Network. We're analyzing yesterday's debate. But first things first, the man who decided to debate for the first time yesterday after spending, what is the latest estimate, $400 million, is the former mayor of New York, Mayor Mike Bloomberg, who said the following just a few days ago about farmers in America. Play cut.
To be a farmer. It's a process. You dig a hole, you put a seed in, you put dirt on top, add water, up comes the corn. Then we had 300, you could learn that. Then you have 300 years of the industrial society. You put the piece of metal on the lathe, you turn the crank and the direction of the arrow, and you can have a job. And we created a lot of jobs. One point.
All right. Unbelievable. We have the best person to react to that. He is, of course, California Congressman, a man who quintessentially is the citizen politician, but also happens to be a farmer. Congressman Devin Nunes, welcome to America First.
Hey, Dr. Gorka, great to be back on your show. Talking about farming is one of my favorite subjects.
I always love when you go on Fox News. I don't know how this came about, whether it was you or whether it was just happenstance, how you're always standing in a great big warehouse or I don't know what it is, and there's a beautiful tractor behind you. I think you're sending a very clear message. I have to ask you this. I'm going to ask your personal response, but have you spoken to your fellow farmers after that audio of Mayor Bloomberg saying, you put the seed in the ground, you water it, and that's all it takes? Have you gotten some feedback from your fellow farmers in California, Congressman Nunes?
Absolutely. I'm from the San Joaquin Valley, which a lot of people don't know where that is because we don't get a lot of the publicity that Hollywood or San Francisco or, you know, all the places that people know about. But we actually are the largest agricultural region in the world. We grow over 300 different crops, and I'm right in the heart of the San Joaquin Valley. So this was quite informative for all of us to hear Michael Bloomberg's wisdom that he has on agriculture. And the amazing thing about it is it flies in the face of anyone who knows just a tad bit about history.
Okay? Well, let's assume that you know, some of our listeners think that food is created by Safeway or Trader Joe's. Could you explain what it means to be a farmer in the 21st century?
Well, first of all, you have to remember that it's very scientific because you're dealing with living things, plants and animals. And there's a number of factors, just like any human being. It's quite complicated, and it's a very competitive industry because you're competing globally really now, right? Because,
yes,
you know, anywhere where you have sunshine and fertile soil and water, you can grow things. And one of the blessings that we have here in the United States of America is we have, you know, great places like California and the West Coast where we have a Mediterranean climate where we can grow pretty much any crop that grows on the planet, from a avocado to a plum, to a grape.
Almonds, you name it.
Almonds,
right?
Yeah, on and on. We grow them all here in California and all over the West Coast. But then you get to the heartland of America, where we have, where we can grow soybeans and corn, almost at a unlimited level. And so what that allows for is it allows for an important component of national security, and that is an abundant food supply, so much abundancy that we can export agricultural products. So if you just think back to what it takes to keep something alive, right? So you really have to monitor the temperatures of the soil, how much water you're applying, because if you apply too much water, it can have an adverse impact on the plant itself. So it's quite complicated. It's a reason that there's billions of dollars a year invested into science, whether it's new types of crops to grow or new types of equipment that speed up the harvest. And look, and let's not even get into, I'm in the wine business too, which is quite complicated.
Right. So what have you?
You'd be growing. There'd be 100-point wines growing all over the world, but it's only the best producers in the world that can get those top quality wines.
So what have your fellow farmers? What has their reaction been to this arrogant statement from somebody who thinks he should be president? Are they angered by it?
I wouldn't even say it's anger as much as we're kind of used to it.
Okay.
The arrogance of the elites in this country. And if you look at America, it's really becoming, if you're in a big city, you've bought into the socialist policies of, no more big gulps, right?
Right.
Which was a Bloomberg policy. Well, I have news for Bloomberg. When you're farming and you're out on a tractor all day, you go into town, and guess what? You go to the local 7-Eleven or mini mart. You want a big gulp. Why? Because it's got to last all day.
And it's so, called, and it's look, called this freedom.
This guy's an elitist moron. I think last night, I'm sure you've been talking about it already.
Yes.
My God, it looked like it was one of the most destructive debates I've ever seen. I don't think he'll want to be on the debate stage any longer.
He is the former chairman of the House Intelligence Committee. He is proudly representing California's 22nd congressional district. Follow him right now, Devin Nunes on Twitter, Nunes. Congressman Nunes, let's get to swamp matters. We have been told almost instantaneously after the president's full acquittal in the Senate that they wish to impeach him again. Is that bluster, as the man who stood up for the truth for 3 years now, fighting the lies, fighting the propaganda, is this what we're meant to expect as taxpayers, as citizens, for the next 256 days, another set of absurd impeachment accusations?
I believe what they'll do from now on is they will develop fake news stories and narratives in the press that will allow the House Democrats to say, well, we should impeach him again, but there's not enough time.
Uh-huh.
But look at all these bad things. And then they'll continue to build the narratives. They'll have hearings. They'll subpoena people just to keep this narrative up to chase their impeachment dreams. However, I just don't see how they're going to get the votes again, because they've fallen so far in the polls. It was vastly unpopular. The more that comes out, whether it's the Horowitz report or the FISA court finally, coming out, or DOJ saying that the two FISA warrants were invalid, you see the shenanigans going on in the courts, whether it be with, McCabe getting off scot-free.
Yes.
And Roger Stone being sentenced to 40 months in prison. What's happening here is that conservatives and Republicans, every day that this goes by, they have less and less trust in the Department of Justice and the FBI. And it's a big problem, because once that trust goes, a lot follows. And it's when you get to a second and third world country, and I know you're very familiar with it, with your
right.
family roots in the old Eastern Bloc countries. I know you know about this.
Yeah.
And, typically the Republicans have been a law and order party. We believe that the courts are impartial, and we trust in law enforcement, but I'll tell you, you don't find that anymore amongst Republicans. My guess is it's at an all-time low and going lower as we speak when you see the lack of, well, really, it's just a two-tiered justice system.
Today I was visiting my, I'm not even going to mention who he was, I was visiting a friend whose good friend has a daughter who just got a job in the intelligence community, and she was detailed to the FBI. And I won't even say which part of the FBI, but in that part of the FBI, her colleagues were walking around with mugs that said, Comey's homies.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
That's awful.
In the last 60 seconds we have, and please follow this man, Devin Nunes, do you have faith that something good in terms of rule of law will come out of A.G. Barr and John Durham's investigations, Congressman?
I do. I actually really like what Attorney General Barr is doing. He's an adult. He's being very methodical. I like that he picked Durham, a longtime, very credible prosecutor in Connecticut, which is, you know, not New York City,
yes,
not the swamp in Washington, D.C. I think he's farming more of these cases out because there's so many shenanigans going on.
Correct.
It's best to get these as far away in the investigations, as far away from the swamp as possible. And I think that's what you see the Attorney General doing. Look, he's got an almost impossible task.
He has to clean out his stables that has been besmirched, has been corrupted for at least 8 years. But as long as he has people like Devin Nunes or the quality of Devin Nunes to help him, he'll do just fine. Thank you for everything you've done. Follow this man. Go to nunes.house.gov. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First.
Portions of America First are brought to you in part by Created Equal, Clarence Thomas, in his own words.
Do you know everything about that great American Justice Clarence Thomas? I thought I knew a fair bit. I was wrong. I've seen a film recently that was so educational. I like science fiction and I like documentaries. Created Equal, Justice Clarence Thomas, in his own words, is probably the best documentary I've ever seen. You learn about this man who grew up in the poverty of a segregated South, went to seminary at the age 16, lost his faith over a race issue, in college became a hardcore leftist, found God again, and then was nominated to the highest court in the land, which is where the story really begins. Because the Democrats wanted to destroy Judge Clarence Thomas, but they failed. Oh, and who was at the top of that attempt? Who was the front person to take down a black conservative? Joe Biden. See this movie right now. All conservatives, especially this year, need to see Created Equal. Go to justicethomasmovie.com for theaters, showtimes, and tickets. That's justicethomasmovie.com. You won't regret it. I've seen it, and I'm going to go see it again. justicethomasmovie.com. Why am I in studio with props?
I got one, too.
Very few guests come in with props. Hold yours up as well,
because
we're on YouTube. Look behind you. How effective that is. Look at that. Doesn't that work
perfect.
Well?
There we go.
I love this. The back of it is same oath, new mission. The front of it, Daniel Gade, USA. We need guests with more props. I like it. It's fun. It's like, you know, kids' TV.
I'll bring in an AR-15 next time for you, Seb.
Well, we're in Virginia.
I know.
For the time being, we're good.
I know. I have several. I have more AR-15s than I have legs. I have more advanced degrees in AR-15s than I have legs.
You know, as they say, you are a proud man when your child takes his first steps. You know, right. You know what my one of my proudest moments was? I went to the Chantilly Gun Show, the biggest gun show in America, with my son, who was maybe 14, maybe 13, maybe 12. He was a kid. And I bought the parts for an AR-15, okay? All the parts you needed. We went back home. And then I said, let's build this AR-15. And my son said, no, Dad, I'm building it.
Nice.
He went to his room, watched a few YouTube videos, and built an AR-15 that I bought. I mean, come on, walking's cool, but building an AR-15 is almost as cool. We are Daniel Gade, Lieutenant Colonel.
That's right.
Lieutenant Colonel retired U.S. Army. You need to follow this man. You need to support this man. You need to listen to him. He is at Gade for Virginia. That's G-A-D-E, Daniel Gade, Gade for Virginia. You spoke, you're back in studio. We've had you before, but you're back in studio because I went to an event for you, what was it, 3 weeks ago?
A couple weeks ago, yes, sir.
In Virginia with a great group, group of conservatives. Rosie
Oakley.
Oakley, right. Fabulous, right. Man. What Rosie organized that night. You're running for U.S. Senate in Virginia.
Right.
I might as well say Massachusetts or California
point. That's wrong. Don't say that. So Virginia,
tell us why.
Yeah, perfect. So I view this run as an extension of my military service. So I enlisted in the Army when I was 17 years old. I served for 25 years. I was wounded in combat twice. I was decorated for valor.
For those who aren't watching us, you hit an IED.
That's right.
And you lost.
I lost my right leg at the hip. In January of 2005. And then I had this chance, as I was in the hospital, I had this chance to decide whether to serve or not serve, whether to continue to serve or whether to get out on disability and everything. And I decided to continue to serve because that's what I do.
And then you went to West Point.
I'm a servant, yes, sir. So I went and got a master's degree, and then I went and worked in the Bush White House doing veterans policy for a year at the White House Domestic Policy Council. And then I went back and got a PhD at University of Georgia. And then I came to West Point and taught there for 6 years doing leadership and ethics. I taught economics, so I'm sure we're going to talk about the Democrat debate. Much of a nonsense thing that was. But I taught economics. I taught public policy. And then I retired from the Army in 2017 after 20 years of active duty officer service as a lieutenant colonel. And then I was a Trump appointee for 15 months. And now I'm a professor at American University, which is hilarious because your wife gave a speech two nights ago, where she was talking about a protest that she'd seen at American University, and it's great because that's the building I teach in. Those are my people.
For those who haven't heard the story, this is the one that you didn't know because my wife used it in the speech she gave 2 nights ago. It was maybe month two, maybe the first month of the Trump administration. I'm in the White House. She's a senior political appointee at the Department of Homeland Security. She's driving home from DHS headquarters, and she sees this gaggle of protesters at your university.
Right, they're protesting you.
And my wife grew up a WASP, just, conflict aversion, utter conflict aversion. And she's on the phone to our daughter, and she's slowing down in the traffic, and she says, "Oh, what are those kids doing? They're holding placards and signs." And then she says, "They're protesting Daddy." And it was photographs of me saying, "Get effing Nazis like Gawker out of the White House." And my wife, who hates conflict, said, "What do I do? I'm going to stop the car," gets out of the car, talks to them, and these are some of the students that you're teaching, Daniel Gade.
Here's the thing. They're lovely people in the main. But what the leftists have done is convince people, a lot of people, that the way to love other people is through leftist policies like taking money from one person and giving it to another. We know that the best way to love people is to provide them with opportunity.
To free them.
That's right. To freedom, individual liberty, and then let them thrive. And so that's part of the message of this campaign for U.S. Senate, which is America can thrive, Virginians can thrive, if government will get the hell out of the way.
So we don't give up on Virginia.
Yeah.
Tell me why Daniel Gade, Colonel Gade, why did you do this? What made you? What was that? Was there a moment? Was there an event? Well, I mean, you've served your time. You did more than 23 years. You've taught at West Point. You've got serious injuries. You're walking on crutches. Why did you say, okay, I'm going to do it again, but I'm going to do it as a civilian? What made you make that decision?
You know, I think it's in my DNA to serve, actually. And so whenever I'm given an opportunity to serve, I serve, and that's what I do. And so our family motto is, serve God, serve others, provide for your family. And that's what my motto, that's what my goals for myself are. And so as I'm looking at our political landscape right now, I'm saying, look, we are clearly not well represented. We're not well represented in the Senate because we've got this guy who, he lied to the people of Virginia when he ran and said he was going to be a moderate. He's going to represent everybody. And now he just represents the hardcore, AOC, Bernie Sanders left. And so we're not being well represented. And then there's this myth that Virginia is a blue state, and it's not true. Virginia is a purple state. It might even be a red state if people would show up and vote. And so as the...
Okay, just stop there. Sure. You got to stop there because that's the key thing. If they show up and vote, why are we allowing... And what is the issue we have with mobilization in the Commonwealth? Daniel?
I think there's a couple things. One is in the areas of the state that are typically red, you know, so Southwest, Southside, Virginia, those are red areas. But there's a lot of people there who believe the myth that government would just sort of stay out of their way if they would just kind of mind their own business.
Right.
And so now we know that when leftists get in charge and Virginia, you know, what's happening in Richmond is like a little example of what's going to happen in the United States.
I support people I like, not just because we're here in Virginia, but because Daniel Gade's message is important for all of you. We have callers from, I just got a text from Sweden. Maybe this doesn't apply to Sweden, but you never know. But this is key. If you take your freedoms for granted,
they'll go away.
Wherever you are, you will lose them. Follow this man, Gade for Virginia, on Twitter. We'll be back with a man who's decided 25 years serving his nation in uniform wasn't enough. I'm Sebastian Gorka, former strategist to President Trump. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network. If you thought 2016 was important, 2020 is going to be the greatest, most significant election of your lifetime. As a result, we've created a unique additional podcast with our regular guest in studio, former special assistant to President Trump, Boris Epstein. It's called The Battle for 1600. Join us today by subscribing to the podcast for free. Just look for my name, Boris Epstein, and The Battle for 1600.
Vote Democrat, don't be so bloody daft, man. I'd rather be dragged stark naked through a field of broken glass.
And now they have a new member of the crew, Minnie Mike. No boxes, we call him No Boxes. And I hear he's getting pounded tonight. You know he's in a debate. I hear they're pounding him. He spent $500 million so far. And I think he has 15 points. It just came out. Hey, fake news, how many points does he have right now? 15? They won't tell you the truth. They just came out with a poll a little while ago. Minnie Mike was at 15, and Crazy Bernie was at 31. That's a lot. And Minnie Mike just spent $500 million. But, the DNC is going to take it away from Bernie again. And that's okay, because we don't care who the hell it is. We're going to win. We have to.
That was the president in Phoenix last night talking about Minnie Mike and Crazy Bernie and saying, hey, fake news, how many percentage points does he have? What a show. We're having so much fun here. If you want to have fun later this year, join me and Mike Lindell on our epic Stand With Israel tour. If you want to see 40 different cultural and historic sites, we're going to be traveling the Holy Land, the city of Jerusalem, the Wailing Wall, the Sea of Galilee. It is the trip of a lifetime. Join us for the Stand With Israel 2020 tour. Go to my website, sebgorka.com, S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A, sebgorka.com, and click at the bottom of the page, the Stand With Israel 2020 tour, for a trip like no other. We are back with our good buddy, Colonel Daniel Gade, retired U.S. Army, who's running for Senate here in Virginia. Did you watch the debate last night?
I did. I watched it with one eye, because it was all I could do. You know, it's so their view or their vision of America, all of those people, is insane. I mean, it's just not even the America that we know and love at all.
Was there a clear winner for you or a clear loser?
Yeah, the winner was President Trump. Because if you look at those people, they're all attacking the only person probably on the stage who has a bit of sense, and that's Bloomberg. And so they're tearing him down. And the clear winner was President Trump. He's going to get reelected in a landslide if they keep up that nonsense. But they're going to steal the nomination from Bernie. It looks like I don't know. I mean, it was a clown show. It was like watching a train wreck.
We have 256 days left. I've said from the beginning the political rulebook changed inexorably on November the 8th, 2016. We don't give up on anybody. We don't give up on California, Massachusetts. It doesn't matter. Why do you think you can win in Virginia, Daniel Gade? And why is it impossible? Why is it important for all conservative Virginians to say we don't surrender?
Yeah, it's important because we're Americans. We don't surrender, for one thing. But the reason we're going to win in Virginia is because Mark Warner is a liar, and people know that. So he went to D.C. 12 years ago, 11 years ago. He came to D.C., and he betrayed Virginia immediately. And the fact that people know his name should only cause them to spit him out now as they look at the kind of leftist policies that the Democrat Party is pursuing and that Mark Warner will uniformly go with. And so that gives somebody like me a fresh outside face, non-political person. I have a PhD in policy. I can do the work with a tremendous backstory, the chance to really take a good, hard swing at the person who's the richest person in the United States Senate and turn Virginia back red again, which it is possible to do.
It is possible. Your backstory is truly remarkable. I heard the full story a few weeks ago at an event we went to with my wife. Is your backstory, is there a video recording of it on your website?
Yes, sir. There is. Okay. Gade4Virginia.com is the website.
So if you're in Virginia, if you just like patriots who don't surrender, support this man, go to Gade, G-A-D-E, Gade4Virginia.com. And remember the very simple message. This is a Petri dish. The way Virginia goes could be any state, even a state that is strong and Republican and has been for decades. Look at the recent elections. Follow him on Twitter at Gade for Virginia. That's G-A-D-E, Gade for Virginia. And go to his website, gadeforvirginia.com. God bless you, Daniel. Keep doing what
Thanks,
you do.
Sir.
This door's always open. And I've got to come back to that. I've got to go to that college and make some snowflakes melt.
Oh, I'm ready.
Melt.
I'm ready.
We'll come on over
anytime. Let's
we'll
do
that.
Thanks,
okay.
Sir. Thanks for having me on. Gadeforvirginia.com. G-A-D-E-F-O-R-Virginia.com.
He's a pro. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. We have got to stay at the top of our game. How do you do that? You stay healthy. You got to exercise. You got to eat well. I didn't get any lunch today, so the boys have got me some pizza. But how do I make sure that I'm that little bit healthier? Before the show, I took Balance of Nature. What Dr. Douglas Hout has created is truly remarkable. Every time I take those six little capsules, three red ones for fruit, three green ones for vegetables, I am taking 10 servings of 31 different fruits and vegetables. Nobody eats that healthily. Well, you can if you order balanceofnature.com right now and use my name to get 35% off and free shipping. And if you buy Balance of Nature, here's the remarkable thing. Every single customer gets free access to a health coach at the end of a phone line. Nobody else does that. Go to balanceofnature.com or call 800-246-8751. It's a super easy phone number. Write it down. 800-246-8751 or balanceofnature.com. But to get that massive deal, you've got to use my name at checkout, G-O-R-K-A. I'm Sebastian Gorka. I take Balance of Nature, and so should you. Back to your calls here on America First. There's two lines open. The number is 833-33-GORKA. That's 833-334-6752. We are live streaming on YouTube, Facebook. Don't forget Instagram. We post all 3 hours of the show at 6 o'clock. We'll be back in a moment after these messages.
Making sense out of today's news, here's Dr. Sebastian Gorka.
Why do they call it the lower third? It's just mathematically unsound. It's not the lower third of the TV screen. I do have to say it's very amusing sometimes. We have Fox on in the studio, and I saw the lower third. It said this. Mayor Bloomberg's performance is raising questions as to whether he can connect with voters. You think? Yeah. Nice one. I'd say question more than just questions. Let's continue on the topic. Let's go back to your calls. The text number here, our patriotmobile.com text number, the good guys in mobile phones, is 703-869-1262 if you want to text us. We got a text from Sweden. This guy said he gets his information. He listens every single day to the show. God bless you, my friend. You need to put your real name on there. Just your first name so I can save the contact. They're listening to us everywhere. Our phone number is 833-33-GORKA. That's 833-334-6752. Let's go to New Jersey. Line one. Mark, welcome to America First.
Thank you, Dr. Gorka. A pleasure hearing your calming British accent.
Well, thank you for your patience for waiting so long, Mark. I appreciate it.
My pleasure. I found myself last night cheering for the fake Indian as she trashed the atheist hypocrite, Mr. Bloomberg. But I wanted to point out the Democrats, all Democrats.
Can you hold there for a second? I want to just, I have a very short audio clip. It's 15 seconds long. It's fresh. Sure. It's from a Nevada town hall. It is from Pocahontas. Play cut 15, please.
I am not a woman of color. I never got thrown across a hood. I have the privilege of never having been slammed into the wall by a police officer.
Elizabeth Warren just said, I'm not a person of color. What? Sorry? I thought that's the whole point. And then she said, I've never been thrown across the hood of a police car. Is that a racist comment? Anyway, I just leave that out there, my friend. Mark, continue what you were saying before I so rudely interrupted you.
Thank you, Dr. Gore. It would be funny, except for the fact she's also disparaging our police who protect us.
Yes! But, oh, my gosh. Absolutely. Thank you for saying that. Thank you.
You're welcome. My point, Doctor, is all these Democrat so-called candidates have major problems, several, in addition to trying to take away people's right to defend themselves and their families by taking away our guns,
right.
our Second Amendment. And the other three major problems are, number one, high taxes, which is why people are leaving Democrat-run high-tax property
yes.
tax state. Number two, high crime and sanctuary cities, because the Democrats are giving early release to violent
right.
convicted criminals, and they wonder why the crime rate goes up. And lastly, Doctor, they're promoting, as they did last night, failed government-run health care. They mentioned Europe and Canada. And by the way, people from Europe and Canada come over to our country to get medical procedures. And let me just mention, Doctor, my wife's mother was in severe pain. She lives in Ireland.
Mm-hmm.
For over 1 year, she waited for a hip replacement. They kept feeding her pain meds.
Unbelievable.
And my wife's aunt had cancer. She waited over 6 months to get into a hospital. This is government-run health care.
Yeah.
And I wish, please pass on to your Republican colleagues, mention the fact that people will have to wait excessive times, and obviously they get worse and sicker.
Yeah.
Please,
now, this
that
is,
needs to be pointed out.
You started off very cool and collected. I really liked your analysis of last night. Then the passion came in. And I really appreciate it, Mark, because this is the reality. When you nationalize healthcare, and I lived it in the UK, guess what happens? Waiting lists. Waiting
yep.
lists, and people
yep.
don't just suffer like your mother-in-law. People die. God bless you, Mark. Thank you for doing what you do.
And you, sir.
Keep the flag flying in New Jersey. The call board is absolutely full. Let's go to Jeff, who wants to talk about the guest we just had on. Jeff in Houston, line four. Welcome back, Jeff.
A couple things real quickly about John Solomon and Boris. I don't remember his last name. Used Cronkite as an example of
yeah, I know.
Journalistic integrity. I thought he lied to the American people about the Tet Offensive.
But yeah. I think you're right. I didn't want to jump in during our little podcast there. But Cronkite is always brought up as this paragon of journalism. No, he's as bent, he's as corrupt as the rest of them. He was just more subtle about it. You're right, Jeff. Well put. What's your second point?
I'm enjoying all these soldiers and service members going into Congress. Can we count on a more hawkish consensus, especially when it comes to pay and good uniforms and boots and things like that? The important thing.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if it necessarily creates a more hawkish Congress, because if there's anybody who knows the toll of war and how serious a decision it is to deploy our men and women into combat, it's those who've worn the cloth of the Republic and who have been deployed. But when it comes to the kinds of things you mentioned, the support, the equipment, the spare parts, yeah. But look, it's happening already. It's been happening for the last 3 years. If you look, I mean, the horror stories. When I worked for the Marine Corps, when I was teaching in Quantico at the War College there, when I'd get senior officers, I taught at the War College, I taught on the captain's course, the senior enlisted, you name it. And when I get people offline coming to me saying, there's this Marine unit he used to serve with, he's talking to his buddies, and they're cannibalizing airworthy aircraft because they don't have the spare parts to keep the rest of the squadron flying. That's under Obama. That's shocking. That's okay in Cuba or in North Korea, but not in America. But I tell you something, Jeff, that stopped. The day the commander-in-chief's name was Donald J. Trump, it stopped. Not only do we look after our military, not only are we rebuilding our military, also, and just talk, don't take my word for it, talk to these guys. The morale.
It happened under Carter. It happened
It always does. It's cyclical. But the most important thing of all, it's not the equipment, it's the morale. And the morale has absolutely skyrocketed. Thank you, Jeff. And thank you to all of you who are regular callers. You've got you saved in our system. I always see it when you guys call in. And I love that we already have, after just a year and a month, we've established a real national and international family. So God bless you all for being so loyal, because we do have the best listeners. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network. Back to your calls in a moment. We are broadcasting from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor, I know you have a choice. If you're suffering from pain, you have options. You can take prescription painkillers, over-the-counter painkillers, those smelly, stinky, noxious salves and ointments. How about a fourth option? How about the best option? The option that I use every single day and have done so since we launched this program. It's called Relief Factor. It's natural, and it doesn't hide the pain. It doesn't affect the pain receptors like synthetic painkillers. It attacks the source of the pain, which is, of course, the inflammation. There are tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now, and if you're suffering, you should be the next one. It's easy to find out if it'll work for you by just going to ReliefFactor.com and ordering the 3-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. It's less than a dollar a day. You deserve it. Do it now. Less than $20. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Back with your calls on 833-334-6752.
But I also took the strongest ever action to confront China's massive theft of American jobs, and our strategy worked. Last month, we signed a groundbreaking trade agreement with China that will defend our workers, protect our intellectual property, and boost American exports. China will invest $250 billion a year into the United States and buy our products and create jobs. Nothing like that has ever happened before. After years of building up other countries, we are finally rebuilding our country. That's the way we want it. We are finally putting our country first. We are putting America first.
Whilst the Democrats were trying to eat each other alive yesterday, that was the president in Phoenix at a rally where, if you haven't seen it, you need to see the video of the World War II veteran being carried in a fireman's lift through the crowd. You can have a Democrat rally where the sky is falling, the environment's going to kill us, it's the end of the world, poverty reigns in America, everybody's a victim unless you're white and male and heterosexual. Or you can go to a Trump rally and have some fun. That's really the choice you have in America. I know which one I prefer. Let's squeeze in one more call. Let's go to our buddy. Let's go to Robert in New York, line 2. Welcome, Robert.
Hi. Thank you for taking my phone call, Dr. Gorka.
Sure.
Just two things.
What about Judge Jackson? What about Israel? In terms of this Judge Jackson, I think she's being unfair, not only just to Roger Stone, but also to Manafort, right? Didn't she put Manafort in solitary confinement? And so what I'm suggesting is maybe our side, I mean, they impeached our president for just partisan reasons. They threatened to impeach Justice Kavanaugh. Maybe our side should start talking about possibly impeaching her.
I like it. The idea that Roger Stone gets 40 months today for a process crime that was a result of the Russia collusion hoax is an outrage. But again, somebody has to start the process. And Robert, look at the last 3.5 years. How many times, just answer me this one question, how many times has the person who's supposed to have the president's back, Lindsey Graham, said, I'm going to do something. They're going to get subpoenas from me. We're going to see action out of my Judiciary Committee. How many times has he done that, and how many times did he actually follow through, Robert?
Very disappointing. So far, yeah. I don't see any follow-up.
Nothing.
And, you know, it's a charade. It's almost like the Obamacare. When it came time to execute, to repeal Obamacare, then however...
Words are cheap. You know. Words are cheap, and we have a president who's pretty good with the words on Twitter, but also he delivers, and man, has he delivered for America in the last 3.5 years. We have to ensure that he gets another 4 so he can keep America strong. Back with Ned Ryan, your calls, and me, Sebastian Gorka, here on America First on the Salem Radio Network.